Law enforcement officials are celebrating the capture, they call very quick capture, of the suspected would-be Times Square bomber. But there's another story that's been lost in the mix. It's a story about a man who's successfully detonated bombs in New York City for more than 5 years, including a bomb in Times Square. And to join us with details, we have got Bob Henley from WNYC, which co-produces The Takeaway. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Who is this person, and what has he been targeting?
Well, indeed, he may be two people. We're not clear. Back in 2005, he hit the British consulate, and then in 2007, he also hit the Mexican consulate, then evidently took a kind of year hiatus, or someone else did something very similar at the Army Recruiting Center, indeed in Times Square.
We're saying he's a he. How do we know it's a male?
They do have some videotape images which suggest that he is a male, but what he has done quite skillfully is done, used a bicycle, or at least the same person has used a bicycle one time in the consulate circumstance, and then in the Army recruiting thing, also a bicycle. So there's no license plates to check, and they have just kind of a grainy image with a hood on.
Well, have anyone died? Any casualties in these bombings?
Well, what he has done that's been important, or the two individuals have done, is to do it early enough in the morning, like 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, where there's no one around. But in the case of the Mexican consulate, almost killed the cleaning crew. And in another instance, there was a bystander just taking a constitutional. And in each case, he took out huge amounts of plate glass window, and there was shrapnel involved, so it could have killed someone.
Well, let me ask you, why is it so hard to kill this guy? We just had what the law enforcement...
We don't want to kill him, do we?
I mean, to capture this guy. The law enforcement officials were just touting how quickly and efficiently they captured the suspect in the Times Square bombings from this past weekend. Why can't we catch this guy?
Well, that's really the most important thing to try to consider now, is as we put millions of dollars into coming up with a new security protocol, is to look at where it hasn't worked. And in this case, this individual has figured out probably where the cameras are, because there's a lot of public information available about where at least the police cameras are, and even the private sector cameras, because we do have a transparent democracy. And then also the fact that there's no license plate on a bicycle means that, unlike the case of the Times Square case, they don't have all of that, a VIN number and license plates, to try to check the history and provenance of the vehicle or the license plates. Also, in the case of Times Square, it was done in the middle of the busiest part of, you know, the theater-going evening. So that's where you see you have to – there's no replacement, basically, for having people being present in the environment. That's the takeaway from this, is you can't count on automation or technology through unmonitored video cameras to keep us safe. It is all about having that presence on the street, like we saw in the case of the Vietnam War veteran vendors who set in motion the apprehension that we saw.
But we've heard from the White House that it was clear his intent was to kill Americans. You can't accomplish that if there's no one present.
Well, here's the thing. You never know when someone's going to show up or be present in street life. You don't know. And so the fact that you have someone capable of, in this case, there were two grenades in the first consulate cases. These were novelty grenades that this person reconfigured into functional grenades. That's something you can't have in a city.
Okay. Bob Henley, a reporter with WNYC, which co-produces The Takeaway. Thanks so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.